7.
Now on the Weekend Wake Up, it's time for a taste of the West.
Now, nuts are certainly something that has a very special place on the Christmas dinner table. I guess it depends on what you're eating, but if you're going to put together a turkey and you're going to do some stuffing, I've seen plenty of good recipes that involve the humble walnut, or the not-so-humble walnut, on the line anyway, to talk us through WA Omega Premium Walnuts. The only commercial producers of walnuts in WA is co-owner Michael Williams. Good to have you aboard.
Thanks for the call, Darren. Much appreciated. Happy to be on board.
Lovely to have you here. I didn't realise there was such a small selection of people that were actually producing commercial walnuts. Are you the only one?
Yeah, we're pretty much the guinea pig in WA, actually. It's predominantly grown over east, actually, and yeah, we're the worst ones doing it down over here.
Is that because we don't necessarily have the most ideal climate for it, or what do you reckon the theories are?
Oh, honestly, the majority of walnut production is done in the Northern Hemisphere, and Australian walnuts, who are over in New South Wales and Tasmania, they're the only ones to really get doing it on a massive commercial scale. There are a few other smaller, like medium-sized commercial farms over east, but no idea why no one else has done it over here. Kind of like many things. I mean, avocados have only recently become quite a big factor over here as well.
But you know what? You sit here taking gardening calls, and it seems like everybody has got an avocado tree now. I don't know necessarily on a commercial scale, but it's one of those things, I guess, that people have never necessarily thought about. So now you do it in Nanup, is that right?
Well, we have two farms. Originally, we started in Nanup, and that was just a little hobby farm that my family bought way back in 2002, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a couple of acres. And we sat around for a while, scratching our heads, wondering what to plant. And we did some research, and we found some really interesting articles on the health benefits of walnuts. And the more we read, the more interested we became. And so we ended up buying a piece of our neighbor's property as well and planting more and more trees. And before we knew it, we had a couple of thousand trees in Nanup. We bought a big chunk of land in Manjimup with another 22,000 trees there. And, before we knew it, we had quite a big walnut orchard going.
Wow. Okay, so what are, for those uninitiated, talk us through some of the health benefits of walnuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the amount of research that has been done has been increasing pretty much every year for the last 20 years or so. Some really interesting things coming out. They reduce the risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, lower cholesterol, improve brain function. Some of the more interesting ones I find is that walnuts actually contain tryptophan, which is an amino acid needed for serotonin production, which is responsible for mental well-being and happiness. There's a China study done in China that's shown it helps in prevention of depression, actually.
Is that also the one that helps you potentially sleep properly as well? It's the thing in Turkey that apparently gets you in that slumbery zone.
Yeah, they also contain melatonin, which is a sleep-moderating hormone.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Yeah. If you actually stuffed your turkey with walnuts, you'd be living easy after Christmas, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd go straight into a food coma. There's actually some really early-stage studies that have indicated a potential reduction in the risk of cancer, particularly concerning those affecting women, such as breast cancer and ovarian cancer. As well as some benefits to male reproductive health. I suppose there's some kind of related slogan in there somewhere.
I think that, all of a sudden you pricked up a lot of people's attention, like just that in itself. So would you dare sort of categorise it as a superfood? Like everyone's talking about superfoods at the moment. It sounds like this could qualify.
I'd say it's definitely up there, and that's a term that's thrown around a lot these days, and I sort of want to be a bit careful before I go around branding.
To be honest, I don't know that anyone actually knows what it means. I don't know if there's a strict definition of what a superfood is.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure it's actually any kind of regulations on it either.
However, there's certainly regulations around organic, and your organisation is Australian Certified Organic?
Yes, our Nanup Orchard is our only organic orchard. We're considering converting some of our larger orchard to organic, but as I said, we're somewhat of a guinea pig over here, and we've learned that WA has its own challenges, predominantly the main one being that if it works over east, it's almost guaranteed that it won't work over here.
Is that the case? Like, I mean, how long have you been doing the organic side of things? Well, when did you get the Nanup thing up to speed in the organic world?
So walnut trees take about 4 years to start producing any kind of saleable crop.
Right.
And so it was about 2005 that our organic orchard started to produce, and we had to go through a whole conversion period in accordance with certification rules. So it was only 3 years ago that we became in conversion, and last year was our first organic harvest. So it's a long process, and it takes quite a bit of work to get an organic orchard up, but we sell the organic product like nothing on earth. It's a huge demand for it.
Sounds like it's worth the process then.
Oh, absolutely. It really is.
I'm just curious, what kind of differences are there in making a farm organic? Like, what do you have to do to make the organic specifications?
There's certain guidelines in terms of products that you can use and methods of treatment and volumes of certain treatment. For example, we use copper to treat blight, which is a common bacterial-based infection that affects walnuts everywhere. It's a major problem. Copper, some derivative of copper sulfate or thereabouts mixed with another product is the standard way of treating it. But with an organic orchard, the amount you can use is controlled quite strictly.
Okay. And does that make it tougher, or is it just a different process that you have to go through in the organic world?
A different process is a great way of putting it. We can't use
could also be a really could also be a really diplomatic way of putting things, I realise.
Well, one of the issues we have down in Nanup is we have a big kike problem, which is a type of grass which is quite difficult to control. And okay. Can't use spray or weed repellent or anything on an organic orchard. We're toying with the idea of using kangaroos, which are a natural consumer of kike.
Fair enough.
Have you ever tried to wrap up kangaroos in a property? It's not fun.
No. Okay, you'd have to do some pretty high fences to make sure you sort of keep them restrained as well.
Yeah, and they like to take out the irrigation in trees, so I'm not sure. Like I said, guinea pig.
There may be some collateral damage in that process.
Yeah, so little hurdles that we're trying to deal with, but we're pretty dedicated to keeping that organic and working out ways to tackle these little problems.
What's your favourite way of eating walnuts? Like, is it something that you just go, you have it pure, don't touch them, or do you incorporate them in dishes?
Well, it really depends on your preference and also how busy you are. To get the health benefits that I mentioned earlier, you only need 14 kernel a day, which is 7 walnuts, which is in just a handful.
Right.
Now, for me, I'm a bit lazy with food, and I tend to just grab cracked walnuts and shove them into my mouth whenever I get a moment, because that's just the amount of time I have. But I know a lot of people, we have quite a few people that ask about a walnut raw balls recipe that we put together a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
Which I'll put back up on our website for anyone who's interested. It's just a mix of shredded coconut, raw cacao, and our walnuts made into some happy little raw balls, which taste great and easy to eat whenever.
Which would be lovely and festive as well. You know, another thing that you can sort of add to the table. So the timing is best you do put that up on the website. So, okay, what is the website?
It's omegawalnuts.com.au.
Okay, and are the walnuts branded Omega Walnuts? If we go looking for them, will we find Omega Walnuts branded out there?
Absolutely. We're in about 40 stores, just over 40 stores in WA. We keep an up-to-date list of where to buy on our website under the section of, surprisingly, where to buy.
You make it easy for people, and that's not a bad thing.
We really do try, yeah. funnily enough, Chelsea, my lovely sales colleague, she is doing a tasting at Farmer Jackson Currambine at 10:30 a.m. this morning.
Wow, so if anyone is
interested in... Absolutely. One thing I will point out about our walnuts is one of the biggest tasks we've had is trying to re-educate people on what a walnut actually tastes like.
Right.
Everyone I've spoken to prior to tasting our walnuts says that, they're quite nice, but they leave a strong bitter aftertaste, which I don't like. Whereas ours have a really fluffy, creamy texture and leave it quite a pleasant, lingering aftertaste. So it's just the thing with our farm is because we produce 350 tonne, which might sound like a lot, and that's at maximum yield, sorry, we're still working our way up to that. That might sound like a lot. It's nothing when you compare it to the larger producers, which means we have the ability to focus more on quality rather than speed of production and processing.
I imagine freshness would be a factor too. Is that part of the reason why it tastes different?
Absolutely. Just the way you process it, the amount of abrasion that happens to the kernel, the amount of air, light, temperature that it's exposed to, all leads to detriment to the kernel, which can lead to that bitter taste and off-colouring.
Oh, sorry, when you talk about the kernel, you know, my mind goes straight to the dude in that bootlace string tie from the chicken organisation. I've got to wrench my head away from Colonel Sanders when you meet to the kernel. We're talking about a walnut, people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work out another way to say walnut kernel.
Well, even maybe walnut kernel, just in case, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I'll worry about not processing Colonel Sanders at a high rate and focusing on quality then.
So we've got to check the website if we want to find out more and about where to get it and great recipe ideas as well. Omegawalnuts.com.au is the spot we're going
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
All right, great to chat to you. Best of luck for the festive period, and I hope you get lots on the table for this time of year, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
No worries. Thank you, Darren. Very much appreciated the opportunity. Merry Christmas to you too.
Great to have you aboard. That's Michael Williams, co-owner of WA Omega Premium Walnuts. And if you want to go and check out the website to get some ideas, then go to omegawalnuts.com.au. 20-